USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The White House is stonewalling when it comes to top secret documents that are being revealed in properties connected to President Biden. Representative Ralph Norman, the Republican on Newsmax last night, says the House Oversight Committee, with its subpoena powers, will find the truth.
Well, they're stonewalling. I mean, and get this, every time I see pictures of his house, it must be 7,000 feet. How do the lawyers and the DOJ know where to look? What about the other two or three houses that I think he owns? How'd they know the garage was full of them? And it's just a lot of unanswered questions that I think the Oversight Committee will get to the bottom of. They'll subpoena the right people, and hopefully we'll have consequences.
Federal Reserve officials are preparing to debate how much higher to raise the interest rate in which banks buy money from the government. The feds could begin deliberating at the January 31st, February 1st meeting on how much more softening in labor demand, spending, and inflation they would need to see before slowing the rate, expected this spring. Violating federal law, a group of pro-choice protesters gathered outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh on the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. The protesters gathered on the sidewalk outside Kavanaugh's Chevy Chase, Maryland home. The illegal gathering was organized by the far-left group known as Our Rights, D.C. Director James Cameron continues to rule the roost.
Avatar: The Way of Water earned another $19.5 million over the weekend, making it America's top movie for the sixth week in a row. Coming in second, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish with $11.5 million. Megan, the horror comedy about a killer dancing doll, also brought in $11.5 million to put it in the third spot. Rounding out the top five, Missing and A Man Called Otto. I'm John Schaefer.
Four football teams remain in the Super Bowl hunt. The NFC and AFC championship games are Sunday. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Name-calling and finger-pointing continue to be the status quo in Washington, D.C. Lawmakers are playing with fire as they play with our economy.
Senator Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, says President Biden shouldn't negotiate with Republicans over the debt ceiling. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Durbin said the GOP is to blame for the debt.
When they enacted tax cuts for the wealthiest people of America during the Trump administration, they added dramatically to the national debt which we are now facing. They need to face the responsibility of paying for it.
The U.S. reached its technical borrowing limit last week, but Treasury says it will be able to pay the government's bills through June. I'm John Schaefer.
The Cowboys tried to catch the 49ers off guard by using Ezekiel Elliott at center for their final play. It didn't even come close to working and ended the Cowboys football season. Owner Jerry Jones.
And we got after that and tried to expose that. And we, to their credit, made some plays.
There will be a changing of the guard at the chief of staff level in the Biden administration.
Jeff Zients led the Biden administration's COVID-19 response after the transfer of power from the Trump administration and helped fix healthcare.gov after the initial rollout, among other roles, in the Obama White House. He was Klain's choice for the chief of staff job after Democrats' performance in the midterm elections. Klain is expected to leave shortly after Biden's State of the Union address on February 7th. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.